Welcome back to Good News Radio. Have you ever heard of something and thought, there's no way that can be true? The same thing happened to a boy named Jonathan. Listen closely to today's story to find out what it was. Jonathan shut the door and walked quickly away from all the Christmas celebrations. The radio was playing Away in a Manger, and everyone in his house was decorating the Christmas tree. He pulled his coat around him and zipped it shut against the cold. He shoved his hands into the pocket of his worn coat. He felt unhappy as he walked across the snow-covered field towards the lake.
I don't believe it. God could never have been a baby.
It was a cold winter day as the wind whipped the water and the snow around. Jonathan could hardly walk as he stumbled across the snow and ice that was forming on the edge of the lake. Jonathan felt like a small dot against the water swirling in front of him. He turned quickly and ran along the shore until he came to the dock. He ducked into the darkness of an empty shed, settling himself on some old rags so he could see the lake without letting the wind freeze his face. Jonathan watched as the water rushed towards the shore, roaring until it crashed against the icy rocks.
This is what God is like. He is so powerful. Just thinking about him makes me feel little and not important. God made the water with all its power. God is the most powerful one of all. He is more powerful than lakes, seas, and oceans. So why would he want to send his son Jesus to earth to be born as a helpless baby? Why would God want to become a person like me? Why?
Jonathan dropped his head on his arms and prayed.
God, I don't understand. You are so strong. Why would you want to be a weak baby? Help me understand.
He lifted his head in time to see a huge wave crash against the rocks and throw its spray high into the air.
Help me understand.
Above the wind, Jonathan thought he heard someone calling him.
Jonathan!
He wiggled out of the shed and ran back home. Jonathan opened the door of his home to laughter and the smell of Christmas cookies baking. His mom walked towards him.
Jonathan, I wondered where you were. Come over here. I have someone to show you. Aunt Amber brought her new baby boy, and I want you to see him.
Jonathan walked slowly towards the baby. The infant looked right at him with big blue eyes. Suddenly, the baby gurgled and grinned a toothless smile. Jonathan touched the baby's tiny fingers, which quickly wrapped themselves around his big finger.
Wow, he's really cute.
I thought you would like baby Aiden. Why don't we let the rest of the family see him now?
Jonathan could hardly make himself go away. He wanted to stay close to the baby.
I wonder, did God really come to Earth as a tiny baby, like Aiden? Did God really become a person like me?
Jonathan tried to act as if he didn't care about the baby, but he just couldn't go very far away. He dragged a big footstool next to the bedroom door where the baby was. He picked up a book and pretended to read as he watched the different members of his family tiptoe in to see Aiden. The girls giggled a lot and acted silly, trying to make the baby smile. Jonathan felt quite proud of himself that Aiden had smiled at him without having to act funny at all. The older women of the family went in and tried to figure out who the baby would look like and how big he would be when he grew up. Then Aunt Janet said,
"What is it about a baby? It's such a joy to see one. It makes you feel so happy. I guess seeing the miracle of new life gives us renewed hope for ourselves."
Jonathan thought about what his aunt said. He wondered if that's why God sent his son as a tiny baby. Would God's son being here on earth as a human be the answer to people's problems? As he thought, he realized almost all the family had gone into the dining room to eat. He started to get up too when he noticed his very stern grandpa had put down the newspaper and was getting up slowly from the old chair in the corner. Jonathan watched as his grandpa peeked around the living room to see if anyone was looking when he walked quietly into the bedroom to see the baby. Jonathan could hardly believe what he heard.
"Hello, little fella. You certainly are a handsome little gentleman. Suppose you could smile at your grandpa?"
Jonathan had never seen Grandpa act so loving and silly in his whole life. He had to put his hand over his mouth so he wouldn't laugh out loud.
What is it about a baby that just makes you want to love him?
Before long, Grandpa walked out of the bedroom and stood in the doorway. He looked at Jonathan and winked. Then he adjusted his sweater, put on his stern face, and walked to the table. Just before it was time to go to bed, everyone gathered in the living room to listen to Grandpa read the Christmas story from the family Bible. Jonathan was sitting on the footstool where he could hear every word. Would he find the answer to his question tonight? He wanted to understand why Jesus, the Son of God, would come as a tiny baby. Grandpa read in God's Word from Luke chapter 2.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
As Jonathan listened, he thought,
I wonder if Mary and Joseph were scared because they were so far away from their home. And he had to sleep in the box for the animals' food? Maybe it smelled musty like the old shed next to the lake. It sure was different from God's home in heaven. What if baby Aiden were born in a barn or a garage? Aunt Amber wouldn't let it happen, I'm sure of that. But why did God choose this to be where his son was born when he could have been born in the best house in the whole wide world?
And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
I wonder what they wanted to do when they were so afraid. Did they want to run and hide? But the angel told them not to be afraid. It was good news.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.
When the shepherds heard about the baby who was to be born as their Savior, they could hardly wait to see him. They had believed God would send a Savior. Jesus had come to save them from their sin. If he had been born in a palace, they might never have been able to see him. The shepherds went right away to find the baby. Jonathan imagined what it must have looked like to see the shepherds as they arrived. The shepherds told Mary and Joseph all they had seen and heard out in the fields. The rough, weather-beaten men all wanted to see the baby. Jonathan wondered.
Maybe the men talked softly to the baby just like everyone here did to baby Aiden. Maybe Jesus smiled at them just like Aiden smiled at me.
The shepherds had been terrified when they saw the angels, but they felt God's love and were filled with hope when they saw the Son of God.
What did Aunt Janet say? The miracle of new life gives us renewed hope for ourselves?
God knew exactly what he was doing when he sent his son to be born where the animals slept. He wanted everyone, shepherds, Mary and Joseph, you and me, to be able to come to his son, to be forgiven of sin and learn to love and serve him. After Grandpa finished reading, Jonathan wanted to learn more about Jesus. He went to his grandfather with his questions.
What happened to baby Jesus, Grandpa?
Well, Jonathan, God's son grew to be a boy, a teenager, and then a man. Jesus experienced hard things like you and I go through. Sometimes he was hungry, and sometimes he was tired. His friends weren't always kind. His enemies were mean and cruel, and some people even told lies about him. One day, Jesus let wicked men nail him to a cross to be punished and die. Jesus was loving, kind, and good. He always obeyed his Father, God. He never sinned and didn't deserve to be punished, but he willingly chose to die for us. God loves you and me so much, he wants us to know him and have a special relationship with him. But we can't have this special relationship with God on our own because our sin separates us from God, who is holy and perfect.
What is sin, Grandpa?
That is a good question, Jonathan. Sin is wanting your own way instead of God's way. When you cheat, lie, or take things that don't belong to you, or not believe God's word, that is sin. No one had to teach you these things. You were born wanting and knowing how to sin. All of us have sinned, and sin deserves to be punished. Jonathan, God loves you so much, he gave his son Jesus to be punished for you by giving his blood and his life. Jesus died for your sin and mine. But on the third day, Jesus came alive again. He is still alive today in heaven. God wants you to believe in what Jesus did for you. Trusting him is the only way to have your sins forgiven. Jonathan, when you believe in Jesus and what he did for you, not only are your sins forgiven, but you start a friendship with God that lasts forever. This is why Jesus came.
Jonathan was glad. He now understood why God came as a helpless baby. Jesus had become a baby so he could grow up and be a man and die for the sin of everyone in the world. Joy filled Jonathan's heart as he bowed his head and prayed.
Dear God, I know why you sent your son to earth as a baby. I know I've done wrong things and that I need someone to save me from the punishment of my sins. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus to come and die for me and to save me. Thank you for the friendship you give those who believe in Jesus. I believe in Jesus as my Savior for my sins. Help me to live for you. Amen.
What about you? Do you believe in Jesus as your Savior? Jesus died and gave his blood to save you from sin. Jesus is alive and wants you to believe in him. The Bible says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved." That means if you believe, trust completely in the Lord Jesus and what he did for you, you will be saved. Your sins will be forgiven so you can have a friendship with God. With his help, you can live his way, and someday you will be with him in his home in heaven. Maybe as you were listening to the story, you believed in Jesus to save you. You can tell God the things you believe about what Jesus did for you when he died on the cross and came back to life. If you would like to believe in Jesus to save you from sin, you can do that wherever you are. God will hear you no matter what. You can know that if you truly believe in Jesus by trusting him to save you, your sin will be forgiven, so you can have a friendship with God. I have a question for you. Has someone ever promised you something but didn't follow through? Tune in next week to learn about the only one who always keeps his promises and the special promise that he has for you.